Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Gardner. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rob Gardner. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hawk Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Popovich reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Popovich scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beckert tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boyer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. 1 out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage, who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jones scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to second. Ray Culp now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Santo for the double play. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Reynolds scores. Jones moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Phillips moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Phillips steals third. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Popovich hits a line drive towards first. Boyer catches it and throws to third to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to second to catch Johnson off the bag. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jones steals second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Culp covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage strikes out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Culp is 0 for 2 in the game. Culp bunts between the mound and first base. Seaver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Culp for the out. Phillips moves to second. 2 outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Popovich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Luplow pinch hits for Hawk Taylor. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Buchek pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. John Sullivan pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.